Head over to what we're seeing on the livestock side of the trade. Now, the cattle futures got a little spur, shall we say, under their saddle, and they're jumping to some higher numbers.
Well, they are, and we've seen cattle firmer earlier this morning. We had a cycle low due on the 27th of July, and we got that. And we've been rallying, which is also a little bit on the seasonal side of things. And then our cash market really took off late last Friday, and up to 150 was paid out in western Nebraska, up to 3,000 head. And you had some being bid in Texas that way, too, for cattle going into Kansas. And so, you know, the cash market just took off and ran. That put an ignition under the cattle, and we moved up into our next cycle window, which was yesterday. And so what I look for is today we've hit a high on this cycle window. We're going to fall back, but not majorly. We're just going to let the charts intraday correct and clean up a little bit, and then we're going to move this, set the stage for another move here as we go in towards the end of the week, I think.
Now, there had been some talk end of last week, even into the beginning of this week, that the box beef were going to continue to see a higher trade. Now, today we are seeing a little bit of negative action. Is this just a one-day bounce in the trade?
I think, you know, the negative action in the cutout, you know, they say that the meat is moving slowly and stuff like that. In fact, if you looked at Tyson Foods' comments yesterday, they talked about exports weren't very aggressive and numbers were down, the lowest since 1963. And, you know, that type of thing. It was all that kind of rhetoric as to why they didn't do as well in the last quarter. Well, I guess I would have to say, you know, you look at this, and they did, by the way, mention they thought poultry production would be up in the last quarter. But I think when we look at what's going on, you know, the product, you've got a plentiful supply of cheap chicken, plentiful supply of pork, and, you know, exports on any of that haven't been really stellar. So we have a good supply of meat in our country, and so a lot of alternatives to go to rather than paying the high price for beef. And so because of that, you know, another thing we need to keep in our minds, in the back of our minds, is remember at the end of June, JBS was able, or Brazilian beef, I should say, was allowed to be able to come in. All bans on Brazilian beef were dropped, and they've been in place for like 15 years. Now JBS can send all that beef towards the U.S. Why wouldn't they do it with the real falling through the floor like it has and the dollar holding where it's at? I think it would be probably very beneficial for them to do so.
How is demand going to be? I mean, we're already starting to focus on Labor Day for both beef and hogs as well.
Well, I think the demand is going to be good as far as for the meat, for grilling and what have you, but there's lots of choices out there. And I think and also this is the time of the year you get your school lunch programs and what have you, but I think what's happening is, you know, our kill is down. And I think it's down not totally because the packer is manipulating it. I think it's also down because the cattle just may not be there. To the north, there are cattle that will be coming, and they're heavy cattle. But they were bought as heavyweight steers, you know, going like over 800 pounds going in. And so the only way they could make those work was to feed them really heavy, and they've been doing that. But once those cattle are out of the way, then we're going to be back to tighter numbers.